Father, we thank you, Lord, for your love for us. We thank you, Lord, because of your redeeming love. We say, Father, accept our thanks for your grace that has saved us, that has allowed us to be called your own. We know that, Father, you've called us to service. All that you would have us do, Lord, help us, that we will not fail, we will not falter. As you're calling on us to reach out to the lost, to the ones that need salvation, Lord, that will be vessels fit for your use in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for opportunities, O God. Open doors. We pray for open hearts, for open mouths, to be able to speak your word in season, the right word to those around us, the word of healing, the word of hope, the word of salvation, the word of redemption that you grant to us in Jesus' name. As we go into your word, speak to us, O Lord, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mean, when T was sharing about the need to to make an impact, to reach out to folks, I believe one of the things they want to do next week is, it's a challenge. So we're saying pick up your personal evangelism kit, use it in whatever form, in whatever way you're directed. And by God's grace, we'll take a few minutes next week to just get some folks to share with us their experiences over the week. So however, whatever God has used you to do, whatever you've ministered to, however, God has done that. Would like to, because, those testimonies will even encourage others. So let's do that. Praise the Lord. 1 John 5:4. It's a verse that we pretty much all know. 1 John 5:4 says that, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Okay, New King James. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes even our faith. We're just talking about overcoming faith. We've sang about victory. We're pretty much in the run up to Easter. And so much happened in that period, in the last month or so. A lot of things happened just before Jesus Christ died. But ultimately, what seemed like, adversity. Jesus Christ was crying, was weeping, he was praying. Things seemed to be going wrong. The disciples were crying that everything was going awry. But at the end of the day, it was a victory. It was a victory. That verse says, for whatsoever, King James says, whatsoever. Some version says, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The world there is talking about the world's way, the ways of the world, the things of the world. So, who overcomes the things of the world? It says, this is the victory. What is the victory? What is the victory? The victory is the victorious principles, the conquering power. What is that power that allows us to conquer? It says, this is the victory that overcomes the world. What is the basis for the success that we engage, that we encounter, that we enjoy, that we benefit from? It says, even our faith. Praise the Lord. They, for me, in that verse, I don't know, for like the past week, this verse has been on my mind so much. Whoever is born of God overcomes. And the victory that overcomes, even our faith, the basis for our overcoming grace is the faith we have. There are two things that makes us world overcomers. Two things that make us overcome. First and foremost, it's so straightforward. It says, whoever is born of God, whatever is born of God, overcomes. So first and foremost, you have to be born of God. You have to be born again. There's no two way about it. It says, whoever is born of God overcomes. Verse 5 of that same John 5 says, the overcomer believes Jesus is the Son of God. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So, if you want to overcome, if you want to overcome the world systems, if you want to overcome the ways of the world, you need to give your life to Christ. You need to be born again. You need to be walking in his will and in his way. That's a straightforward. Some people might say, oh, but there's so many people that are not Christians and they're doing well. At the end of the day, there is a contest. You're either on God's side or you're not. Praise the Lord. If you're on God's side, you have to be totally for him. You have to be totally sold out to him. If you're going to overcome, you need to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, not just a prophet, not just, you know, some great healer, not just some great physician. He is the Son of God. He is part of the Godhead, the triune God. He is God the Son. Praise the Lord. The second thing that verse says about, you know, being a world overcomer, if you're going to overcome the world, says you need faith. You need faith. What is faith? It says this is the victory, the basis for your overcoming is the faith you have. Leave him, he's not disturbing anyone. If he disturbs anyone, then we'll let him enjoy himself. The victory, the basis for the success, the reasoning for your overcoming is the faith you have. I love the way the Good News Translation puts faith. It says that to have faith, Hebrews 11:1, it says to have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. Are you sure of the things you hope for? Are you certain of the things you cannot see? I always say this, that faith is not the absence of doubt. Think about it. Faith is not the absence of doubt, but faith is in spite of the doubts. Praise the Lord. If you say you have faith, does that mean that doubt cannot come in? Does that mean that you might not question certain things? It doesn't. But in spite of the doubts, in spite of the concerns, in spite of the question, you're choosing to believe. You're choosing to believe. I say that it is a certainty that even though we don't see those things we desire, we have the confidence that God will make things right. So you might not be sure, but because you know God to be God, there's a confidence that you have that he'll make it right. And that is faith. You know, I love that man that said, you know, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. He was saying that in spite of what my uncertainty, I know that you're able to do it. I know you're there. And Romans 8:28 tells us that, you know, we know. He says we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and the called according to his purpose. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. It's not that we think. It says we know. So there's an affirmation. It's a statement of fact. We know this to be the case. So in spite of what might be happening, we know that those things, and that's where faith comes in. We know that those things will work together for my good. We know that those things, you know, whatever the circumstance, whatever the situation, it's working for my good because I am called according to God's purpose. I'm called according to God's plan. So if I'm going to overcome, I need to exercise my faith. I need to exercise my faith in that, in the fact that even though it doesn't seem to be happening the way I expect, even though it doesn't seem to be as I have planned, God is able to make it work together for my good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Whoever is born of God overcomes. If we're not overcoming, we need to ask ourselves, what's happening? Because we have victory through our faith. Are we exercising our faith? Thank God for one of the ministers over the prayer prayer period, month of February. And she was talking about the mustard seed. And you think about the mustard seed. It is so, so tiny. So, so tiny. And Jesus Christ was saying that if you have faith like that, as in, I mean, you almost need a microscope to see it. That if you have faith like that, you say to the mountain, be moved and cast into the, and it would happen. So you can do awesome things with even minimal faith. And the basis for the victory you're going to have is that faith, however small it is. First and foremost, you believe in Jesus Christ, that is the Son of God. You trust in him. And you're exercising your faith, knowing what he has said concerning you, knowing what he has said concerning your situations, that we know all things work together for good, for your good, for my good. Praise the Lord. There will always be challenges. There will always be people that, you know, will try to dissuade. There will always be people that will put obstacles, whether rightly or wrongly. Last week, Friday, we started the prayer weekend with Minister Kay sharing with us about blind Bartimaeus. And I thought to myself, interesting. As the Lord will have it, the following morning, as I was doing my devotion, it was the same passage I looked at. So Matthew 10:46, we'll just read from verse 46, the story of blind Bartimaeus. This was one of the events in the run-up to Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. It says, and they came, verse 46, and they came to Jericho, Mark 10:46, reading from Mark 10 from verse 46, 46 to 52. It says, and they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside, begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 48. Many rebuked him and told him to keep quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." This guy was a beggar. I'm not sure why they mentioned his name. I'm not sure why they told us the meaning of his name, that he was the son of Timaeus. We don't know who Timaeus was, but we know that Bartimaeus was a common beggar, sitting on the road, begging. Jesus was coming to Jericho, and this guy heard that, hey, Jesus of Nazareth is coming. Now, Jesus Christ's ministry had been on for a while, so the news would have been spreading about some, you know, powerful man of God that is doing awesome wonders and all that. And he heard, and I'm like, wow. Jesus, son of David, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy on me. You know, for him to have been shouting that, he must have had an awareness of what Jesus had done. If I'm going to call on someone to help me, I'm not just going to be calling on you to help me if I don't know that you're in a position to help me. So he already knew what Jesus could do. For me, that's an exercise of faith. He was shouting, "Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." Now, it's interesting. He said many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. How many of us try to do things and folks will say, you know what? I mean, it's sad. Some folks will say, you don't have the skills. Or actually, it's not for your kind of person. To do this thing, your IQ needs to be like Mensa level. We're all familiar with Mensa, right? We're all Mensa. We should all go and do the Mensa and be part of Mensa. You know, they'll say that, you know what? It's not for your kind of person. And you're thinking, what's my kind of person? One of my wife's cousins wanted to study, you know, was going to study something, and even it was the teachers that were saying, you know, it's not, you know, you can't do this kind of course. And you're thinking, maybe there was a racial undertone. Is it the color of my skin? But what says, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I have Christ in me. What says I can't do anything? What did Paul say? He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So how can someone say you can't do it? There's a wonderful advert on TV that keeps saying, I can, I can. Who are the people that are putting you down? Who are the people that are saying you can't accomplish, that you can't beat this, that you can't get to there? That aspiration that God has given you, that saying, actually, you know what? You're not smart enough. You're not tall enough. You're not fast enough. What are they raising? What are the challenges they're putting in your way? What are the obstacles that they're coming up with that is saying you can't be who God calls you to be? It may be some people that are even meant to be encouraging you. They'll be saying, nah, you can't do it. Oh, you can't get there. It's not for people like you. They say that they were saying, many rebuked him and told him to keep quiet. And it's interesting. We see even the disciples did that on a number of occasions. Think about the children. They wanted to come to Jesus. Who were the ones stopping them? The people that should have been encouraging. But the more they rebuked him, the more he shouted, the more he made his proclamation. He says, but he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Don't let anyone, don't let anything put you down. Don't let anything stop you from shouting all the more to Christ. Don't let anything stop you from exercising your faith, because it is your faith that grants you victory. He got Jesus' attention, because Jesus stopped. It says Jesus stopped and said, call him. Call him. So they called to the blind man, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. It's so interesting that possibly was the same people that were saying, my friend, keep quiet, don't talk, you know, keep quiet. He's not here to listen to you. They're probably the same people that said, hey man, you know what? You know, get up, he's calling you, come on. Fair weather friends. But hey, it is the same set of people that will try to bring you down, that when Christ starts doing those things, that will be, you know, celebrating you. That is just the reality. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. So don't listen to what folks are saying. What is God saying? The Jesus Christ that is calling you, or that has given you that instruction, that has given you that vision, that has made clear to you what he wants to do. What is he saying? What is he saying concerning your situation? That is what you need to hold on to. On your feet, he's calling you. He said, throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. Verse 51, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. I want to see. Do you think Jesus Christ didn't know what he wanted? I'm sure he knew. But he still asked him, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Jesus Christ said that, you know, before you even ask, your Heavenly Father knows what you need. But are you taking that step of faith and going to him and say, Lord, this is what I want of you? Don't let us keep quiet. Let us build that relationship with our Father God. Let us engage with him. Let us talk to him. Let us make our heart's desires known to him. He's the one that is able to make all things work together for your good. So don't let us fold our arms and say, well, God will sort it out. After all, he knows what I want. Jesus Christ said, what do you want? What do you want? And the man said, I want to see. That is what I want. I want to see. So have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I want to see. He said, go, said Jesus. Your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Go, your faith has healed you. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world system. And this is the victory that overcomes even our faith. So in spite of the resistance that was being put along his way, with folks saying, keep quiet, shut up, you know, step down, it's not your time, it's not your turn. This man persisted. He persisted in faith. And Jesus called him. Jesus said, call him. Those that were telling him to keep quiet, that were rebuking him, were like, you know, cheer up, man. He's calling you. And he heeded the call. Are we heeding the call? Is Christ saying something to you? Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you hearing what he's saying to you? He said, go, your faith has made you whole. Do you know how many times Jesus Christ said that to folks? The exercise of faith. I want my healing. Oh, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. What are we believing in? What are we trusting God for? There will be resistance, believe you me. There will be those that do not want you to get to where your heart's desires. If it's in accordance to your perfect will, nothing should hold you back. But you need to exercise faith to overcome, because your victory is in the exercise of your faith. Shall we rise up to pray? Earlier on, we sang that song that victory belongs to Him. Your victory is in the exercise of your faith, the one that is able to make all things work together for your good. I just want to say a couple of prayers this morning. Why don't you pray for yourself? You know, as the man cried, he knew what he wanted. You know, he didn't cry. He didn't say, Jesus, you know, I want to see. Jesus, I want to see. He said, Jesus, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I just want you to pray for yourself this afternoon. That prayer, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy in spite of all else. Have mercy on me. Because beyond the things we want, he knows our frame. He knows what is best for us. He said, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. But why don't you pray that prayer for yourself this afternoon? And even as you're praying for God's mercy, why don't you just, he said, you should, you know, Paul said that don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. He says, in everything, by prayer and supplication, you know, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Just table your request before Him. What is it that you're trusting Him for? What is it that you want of Him? If you believe God at His word, then He will bring it to pass. Said, let it be known to Him. Make it clear to Him what it is you're trusting Him for, so that you'll enjoy God's peace. So that peace which passes all understanding will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So what is it? He's asking, what is it that you want of Him? As you go through this month of March, what is it that you're trusting Him for? In what areas are you seeking victory? He says, this is the victory that overcomes even our faith. Are you ready and willing to exercise faith concerning those issues? Are you ready and willing to trust God at His word concerning your situation? The Bible says, looking unto Him, Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, the completer, the perfecter of our faith. So are you fixing your gaze, your focus on Him? Because the storms will rage, the winds will howl, the seas will billow. But what are you focusing on? Who are you focusing on? Is your gaze fixed on Jesus Christ?
Thank you, Father. For your mercy, we say thank you, Father. We know we are not worthy of all the good things that you are doing for us. But just as you call Bartimaeus, you are calling us to yourself. Just as you showed mercy to blind Bartimaeus, you have shown mercy to us. Just as you favored blind Bartimaeus, you have favored us. Father, all we want to say is thank you. We want to give thanks unto you, Father, because you are always there for us. Thank you, Lord, for helping us with our faith. Thank you, Father, for making us to be called one of your own. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, as we have heard your word today, help us, Father, Lord, to increase our faith. Help us, Father, Lord, to remain abounding in the work of God. Help us, Father, to go out and save those that are in those stormy waters. Father, help us. Help us, Lord. We know of our own, we cannot do this. But we know, Father, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are asking, Lord, that we be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Let our faith also be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. Even when doubts will come, let your faith be victorious over all doubts of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. As we go this week, Father, go with us. As we go this week, Father, go with us. That which we shall do, let it be pleasing to you in the name of Jesus. Our names will not be taken out of your book in Jesus' name. Father, will not stumble, will not fumble, will not go back in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, Lord, for your grace. Grace to remain steadfast. Release today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Shall we share the grace and fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week in God's presence.